And welcome back to Mind Food Radio, live right around Australia. Of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com. We've got Arne Rubenstein joining us on the line today. He's in the July issue of our magazine. Rites of passage, they were enthusiastically celebrated in the past. The sacred life events marked an individual's transition from childhood to adulthood and indicated their evolving position in society. These days, it's remarkably different. Rites of passage for modern boys and girls revolves around the rights to drink, smoke and drive, but today's boozy 18th and 21st birthday parties are a stark contrast to the demure beautiful balls of coming out parties of errors gone by. So, Arne, what has gone wrong in our world?
Well, I guess my whole thrust is about what we actually can be doing, and I believe that we still have the ability to create beautiful rites of passage for our boys and our girls, and that we in fact can find ways to acknowledge that our boys are changing into young men and our girls are changing into young women, and that we really should be celebrating and acknowledging that transition.
It's a scary thing when you think about, you know, the 18th and 21st birthday parties, but it is a different world. There seems to be no class anymore.
Yeah, look, I think that one of the things that we find is that when we don't create an appropriate coming-of-age process or rite of passage for our boys and girls, they will either create it themselves or there'll be these sort of half complete things that happen. And you know, I believe that we have enough knowledge and we have enough experience, and we've looked at enough traditional societies to be able to say, well, look, you know, it's not in fact even difficult to start recreating something that will have an extremely positive effect on our boys and girls, and you know, really support them as young men and young women. And you know, it a huge part of it involves recognizing that each of them is different, each of them has different gifts and abilities and talents, and that we really need to acknowledge and celebrate those gifts and talents, and that's going to really support them to be the best that they can be, and that's best for them, but it's also very much what we need in our communities.
I think so, and like you say here, the Rites of Passage Institute, which you founded, you know, you're an ER doctor and a GP, so you've worked with a lot of teens and troubled teens, and what you're saying is basically by having some form of rites of passage in place teaches people, young people, to be responsible adults within our society.
Absolutely. I mean, a key part of a rite of passage for a boy is helping them go through a shift from what I call boy psychology, where it's all about me and I need to be the center of attention and I want power and I want a mother, to a place of healthy man psychology, where we understand that, you know, we're actually part of a community and that we have to support others and we have to be responsible for our actions, and we're looking for genuine relationship with the feminine.
And when you look at your life, it's been quite an amazing. I mean, you're a GP, and did you ever think you'd be doing this as your career path?
No, look, I certainly didn't.
No.
But I believe that what I'm doing is still medicine, except that, you know, now I'm actually doing preventative medicine. Because if we can work with boys and girls, you know, when they're young, and help them to really find out what they want to do with their lives and get motivated and inspired, that for me is the best medicine, because people who are happy and passionate about what they do, they make better life choices. They, you know, they'll do things that are better for them, they'll form better relationships, they'll be more motivated and all of that. So I'd much rather be working at that end and doing preventative medicine than waiting until, you know, the other end and sort of trying to use pharmaceuticals and you know, different things to help people deal with the, you know, whatever it is they've created.
Yeah, look, Arne, thank you for coming on the program today. Very interesting topic there, and you're doing a great job. The rites of passage for young men and women.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, and for more details, jump onto mindfood.com, and you can also listen to this podcast again as well.